Katrina's winds blew apart families, scattering parents, children, grandparents, aunts and uncles, nieces and nephews throughout the country. A national effort is underway to connect those children and other family members. It's being carried out by a team of active and retired law enforcement officers, many of them working the phones at a clearinghouse in Alexandria, Virginia. NPR's Libby Lewis reports.
Kevin Wayne Sanchez used to live in New Orleans. Now the 16-year-old is alive and well and living in a shelter in Lake Charles, Louisiana. But he doesn't know where the rest of his family is. In the chaos of the Superdome, Kevin got separated. Now Kevin Sanchez's photo is one of the children looking for parents on the website missingkids.com. The website is run by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, a nonprofit funded in part by the Justice Department. When Katrina hit, the Justice Department turned to the center to help, first with children, then with adults who may be unaccounted for. The center has posted photos of children and grown-ups who have been separated or who are out of touch with someone who wants to find them. And it's taking thousands of phone calls.
Okay, does Rose have a nickname, like they call her anything else? Well, do you remember what year she was born or anything like that?
Tom Shamshak is a retired police chief who's been manning the phones at the center for the past week. Shamshak says part of what he and his fellow volunteers are doing is psychological first aid to parents who don't know where their children are.
There's a little girl who's 10 years old. She's a fifth grader. She's in Mississippi. And she was evacuated from the Gulfport area, and they don't know where the parents are. And she's not talking.
The center has publicized there are about 2,000 children missing. Some of those listed as missing are really safe and sound with a parent or relative. They may be separated from another parent or from other members of the family. It's too soon to tell what the real numbers of missing children and adults are. It is clear the center is helping reconnect family members in a region where confusion is rampant. It's listed 8 reunions as a result of its efforts so far. Hundreds of those listed as missing have been found. Bob O'Brien runs the center's Missing Children Division. He says some of the calls the center has taken are beyond words. He said a mother from New Orleans called the center looking for 2 of her 3 children.
But there was no way that she could actually take all 3 children at one time.
She could only carry her youngest, who couldn't swim. O'Brien said he can't name the children, but he said the center is trying to help find them. Libby Lewis, NPR News.